No intro music tonight. This is Robert with AlionEye.com. Tonight is not the chipperest of moods because double whammy news comes down. One, Zach Becker is out until the Ohio State game at the earliest. He'll miss all of the preseason non-conference games. And two, Walt Akins has been dismissed from the team. That, I guess, over the last week has been kind of anticipated that the student committee or the student discipline committee or however that works was reviewing his case, and he was not allowed admittance back into school. So I guess he's at Parkland. I don't know what that means. I don't know if he'll be back and can apply for readmission. I don't even know how that works, but from the little blurb I read, it didn't sound promising. The other news is that Becker's injured, and this foot injury that's been around since January won't go away. And so that's more fantastic news. I probably sound depressed, but trust me, I will, you know, the sun will rise tomorrow. There was a question on the blog that somebody posted in the comments, and I wanted to get to that, and I figured I'd do it with a mini podcast. The question is that what do we do at tight end? If Becker's out, what do we do? Well, Becker was supposed to be our, you know, he's our hybrid everything. We kind of have four positions here. One is a pass-catching tight end. One's a blocking tight end when you're in twin tight end sets. One's an H-back set off to the wing that's mostly a blocking. And then a straight old fullback in the backfield. What do we do in those four sets? Because Becker was probably going to, at some point, play all four of those roles. If you would have told me even a month ago that I'd be saying this, I would have told you you were crazy. But I think the first time we come out with a tight end and an H-back against Missouri, it's going to be true freshman Evan Wilson at tight end and walk-on transfer Chris Willett at H-back. And to be honest, I don't feel too bad about that. I feel okay with those two players. I really like Willett at camp. That's why I asked to talk to him and did that one little interview after practice. Pretty impressive guy. Goes hard. He was on all the special teams units. They were trying him everywhere. Fiery guy, hard-nosed kid, getting into it, loves the block. Russ, you know, reminds me of Russ Wilde from a few years ago. I think they like him in that little H-back role. They've been trying Jay Prosh there as well, the true freshman. But just if I have to guess, I'd say it might be Willett. And then tight end, I think they like Evan Wilson more than they like London Davis and Justin Lattimore. That's not to say the other guys won't play. I think during the Missouri game, all five of those guys will be in there at some point. Probably mostly when it's a pass-catching tight end role, you're going to see Evan Wilson. When it's a blocking tight end role, probably London Davis. H-back, probably, H-back I would say is mostly going to be Chris Willett. And then, you know, any fullback blocking roles, you're going to see some Jay Prosh. But overall, I think that's your set. I think all five are gonna play. I think, you know, when Becker comes back and we look back on three games, who did we have? You know, Petrino, when he was hired, said how important the tight end was to the offense. And I even commented at the time, you know, gosh, isn't he gonna be surprised when he looks at the roster and realizes we only have a couple of them? And so he, you know, he even said on the Big Ten Network the other night that, you know, what was your first challenge at Camp Rantoul? Well, it was finding a tight end. And like I said, if you would have told me a month ago that he would have settled on Chris Willett and Evan Wilson, I would have told you you're crazy. But I think that's what it's going to be. And I think those two guys can do a decent job. Losing Becker is a blow, but we'll see what we can get. So that's the tight end position. I'll talk to you later.